Okay, let's call the meeting to order. This is the meeting for the Board of Directors of October 28th, 2025 at 5:00 PM for SCORE. Call to order. Roll call.
Yep. Commissioner Clark, absent. Commissioner Hatley.
Here.
Commissioner Mastaletto.
Here.
Commissioner Salvucci.
Here.
Commissioner Pittman.
Here.
Commissioner Goodson.
Here.
Hey.
And Attorney Ryan Jones is on Zoom.
Jen, will you lead us?
Yes, sorry, my camera's not working right now.
Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Acknowledgement of visitors. I don't see any in the area. Are there any on site?
Nope.
Board meeting minutes.
Yes, Madam Chair, we included the board meeting minutes from September 23rd in your packet. If you guys noticed any errors or have any concerns, you can bring those up now and we will fix them.
Any questions?
Mm-mm.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. Employee safety meeting minutes.
Yes, Madam Chair. So we had an employee safety meeting on October 23rd. We included those minutes in the packet. If you had any questions about those, I can answer those now.
Any questions?
No.
No questions.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. Authorization of warrants.
Yeah, Madam Chair, Commissioner Pittman came in yesterday.
We went through all the warrants and the payment transfers, and they're all in order. I don't see the number right before I meet you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yellow.
Yeah, the 1174, 1714, well, I can't speak.
Yeah.
To 11719 electronic fund transfers. And the numbers were 3655. 3721 in the amount of 1,458,590.61, including those commissioner checks. So that's essentially it.
Any questions?
Right. No.
Do we need a roll call or just a consensus?
Just a consensus.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Okay, fiscal report.
Yes, Madam Chair. So we're still in the middle of the audit. This one's taken longer than it ever has since I've been at SCORE, mainly because we had to employ CLA, the accounting firm that you guys approved me a couple months ago to employ, and they are doing the pre-audit before the audit to make sure that we're GAAP compliant for any funding requests that we might have. So we still don't have the completed audit. We have an appointment for next month for them to come down and sit down. It should get completed, so hopefully at the November meeting, we will have a completed audit to present to you. And at that's another reason why we haven't been bringing fiscal statements until the audit is done. Once that is done, then we will bring all of the missing fiscal statements from the last couple months. But we did include the bank reconciliations in there for you guys to take a look at those.
Any questions? Okay, we're going into closed session pursuant to Government Code 54957. The board will conduct a public employee performance evaluation for the SCORE manager.
Okay.
Yeah, are we back on the record now?
Yep.
Okay. So coming out of closed session, there's nothing to report. The staff or the board gave some direction and feedback to the general manager in doing his evaluation, but there's nothing else to report.
Thank you. Item number 10 is a lot of initials, NPDESCEQA exemption and resolution 07-25.
Yes, Madam Chair. So that is our NPDES CEQA exemption. NPDES is the National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System. That's what our permit is called. And CEQA is the California Environmental
Quality Act.
There you go. Micah knows. Right. This is Micah's wheelhouse. This is what his degree was in. So I'll let him handle this one, this topic.
Yes, Chairwoman and Commissioners. This item is in relation to our permit renewal application. So this is the first time we've had to do a CEQA compliance with our permit renewal. In years past, our MPDS permit is a five-year permit. And there is a section on there for CEQA compliance. And in the previous 2 years that I've been involved with the permit review process, the state hasn't really required us to move forward, but this time they actually wanted to see the environmental exemption adopted. Mm-hmm. So that's the purpose of this item. We have a resolution and the notice of exemption, if adopted, will be processed through the county tomorrow. So that's really all there is to this one. Is there any questions regarding this?
So why is there a roll call if there's no money involved in it, or is there money?
There is no money. I probably just messed that up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it technically doesn't need it. It couldn't be consensus on this one. Okay. Roll call's only needed for money. You're 100%
right.
Correct.
Okay.
Real short question in terms of our permit. Is our permit the same as the other cities in this county, or is it different than the other cities?
No, it'll be different. Our permit would be unique to our facility.
Ours is actually better. It's easier, yeah. Like I said, because a lot of these places have been hammered already. We have the same one as Chico. Yep. They're kind of in the same boat as us. Mm-hmm. But like Gridley, Live Oak, Colusa, Biggs, theirs is pretty easy too. But they have just ponds.
Yeah, and there's this waste system.
But a lot of those other places have already been in trouble and been in cease and desist before, and the state's mm-hmm. come in and forced things, so they have like tough permits to meet. That's one of the great things that SCORE's always done, is stayed ahead of that curve, so the state's never come in and hammered us, and we're continuing to try to do that. But no, ours is different than everybody else's.
I just was curious about it, just from a perspective of, you know, what was going on, because we do have, you know, expansion coming. Mm-hmm. Whether it's today, tomorrow, or right. 20 years from now, I mean, you never know what, but we need to, you know, be able to plan for the future, and I think that's a good thing to know, especially with Paradise, because they're all over the map with their ideas up there. I don't know what
they don't either.
It's a tough one, because you hate to see their community suffer from it.
Right. Yeah.
But they're really in a struggle, so yeah. I don't know. Thank you.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Yes.
Opposed? None. Okay.
All right.
Consider the cost for cabinetry.
Yes, so at our last board meeting, you guys approved the purchase of a table at $11,700, and then you gave a little bit more money, I believe it was $5,300 more, to see if that would cover the cost of some matching cabinetry, a bookshelf, mm-hmm. and some cabinetry in the hallway there. So we went to Miller's Cabinets to see. I didn't tell him how much we had, so but he started giving us quotes, as you can see, they came out higher than that. So let me get to the quotes here. These, if you look up at the thing, here's the rendering. So this would be if we didn't change where the refrigerator is now. This drove him nuts, probably will drive you nuts too, but the refrigerator doesn't open all the way because of the wall, and it's about 2 feet off the back wall because of that. So he hates the guy. Now he's a kitchen designer, so
right.
He hates that thing's there. I don't really care that
okay.
much.
Okay. Yeah. So,
but so there's so three of these renderings are keeping it there, and that's one of the costs. So let's see which one I have here. So on keeping it there, let's see. That is the $5,000. So if we just wanted to go just the kitchen area, so just this, no bookshelf, nothing else, just this section right here, that would be the $5,571 to keep the fridge where it is. If you wanted to do the kitchen and the bookshelf, that's the $9,126.99.
With the refrigerator on the opposite wall?
Nope, that would keep it right there. That would still be right there. And if we wanted to keep it right there, do the kitchen, the bookshelves, and the hall. So let me click that. That would be the hallway where the Coke machine is.
Uh-huh.
Then that one's the $11,178.23. But I need to add that SCORE, and that's not a problem, SCORE's personnel would have to pull the old cabinets out, prep the area for the new cabinets. This quote doesn't include the countertop, the sink, or any of the plumbing stuff, so we'd have to do that or contract somebody else to do that. And it does not include the reinstallation of the appliances. SCORE could obviously do the reinstallation of the appliances. But you got to assume that that's going to be another chunk of money on there. So I would say that that $11,000 probably goes. If we did all that stuff, he did tell me that he has a guy for the countertop and the sink. And he said it should be around $1,500 to $1,800. So I would assume another $5,000 or something on top of that $11,178 just to be safe. But that's without me talking to anybody on a countertop and stuff yet. So, because this doesn't include the countertop or the sink or anything.
Are you looking at concrete or?
He was talking about
quartz.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. He has all of them. He has quartz concrete. Have you seen that concrete?
I haven't.
It looks just like granite.
Yeah, they
comes in all different colors.
And so the next set here would be, which actually, now I obviously this is a board decision. I think it looks way better with the refrigerator moved.
Oh, absolutely.
Over to there.
Yeah.
It gives us a little bit more counter space, not a ton, but a little bit more counter space. It means that that wall can stay exactly as it is. We wouldn't have to change anything to open the fridge or back the fridge up. Right. I think this one looks better. These are all the renderings for that. And so same thing there, it's a little bit more expensive. So that one's $89.24 for just the kitchen area, $12.5 for kitchen and bookcase, or $14.541 for kitchen, bookcase, and hall boxes. This is 100% your guys' decision. If you guys don't want to do any of this, I'm fine with that too.
So the two tables.
We should have the new board.
What about the tape?
That's done. They're building those.
Okay.
That's the $11,700.
Okay.
That's $11,700. I greenlit that one last week after you guys, or last month after you approved it. And so next meeting we should be sitting at the new table.
Oh, good.
So what color is the wood going to be?
Cherry.
Okay. Yeah,
that's what you guys chose, cherry. Yep.
Yeah.
So these would match that.
Mm-hmm.
Now I didn't go get a quote from another cabinet maker. I just went straight back to him and did it, because I'd be worried that it wouldn't match color correctly and any of that stuff if we went to another one. But
he's local.
He is local, yeah. And this stuff I all like to do local. So
which one do you
like? I like the design of the refrigerator over there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I go for the same thing in the kitchen. I can leave the bookcases alone for now, personally. I just like the kitchen improvement because it is kind of an oddball.
Well, is there any way that they could make that a cherry
stain
color?
It?
Yeah,
they
stain
could it. Stain
put
it.
Doors on it or something so it looks
We're not
finished.
Looking. Yeah, see, that's from a feline perspective.
Oh, I get it. It doesn't look great. I understand.
No. Well, there's a lot of stuff.
And I like that idea.
Yeah, well, and probably, like Micah said, probably a lot of those binders that are like used on a daily basis should probably come out of there.
Yeah, okay. The way they can change the color, they have to sand the whole thing down.
Yeah.
Sand it down? Mm.
Yeah.
They don't want to sand it.
Okay.
They have to get the finish off and sand it down, and then it might come out even darker if they go over that.
But if they painted it like the frame black and put cherry oak doors on it,
Doors are pretty expensive.
Oh, are they? Okay. It'd just be nice to have those put up, but
in a residence, yes.
Well, what we might do, I mean, I'm good with the kitchen.
I am too.
Maybe we just shop for shelves that are pre-made that are the same color, just to see.
Could do that.
That's an idea too, because they
instead of having custom ones.
Because they're not really, they're not really that different.
Fancy.
But might shop for some that. One of the, what's that place with the,
so
has the Swedish meatballs.
IKEA.
Swedish meatballs.
Oh, no.
That's Swedish meatballs. That's the only reason I go to that place.
Oh, gosh.
So it sounds like we're
West Sac for Swedish meatballs.
Yeah, I've done it twice.
So what is the cost of the shelves by themselves?
Yes.
So let's see.
Itemization.
Let me look real quick. So I can do the math on that. 8, 9, 24... 12, 5, 14, 3,500, 3,600.
For a whole new bookcase.
That's what the difference between his cost and.
And so refurbished.
No, it'd be new.
That would be
No, I'm saying.
Yeah, if we were to refurbish it.
Refurbish.
Yeah, I have no idea, but it got to be cheaper.
No, you don't think.
Is that solid wood?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's old. I mean, I think that thing's from like the 80s. So
that's
okay. No, it's great. Yeah,
old is good.
Yeah, no. I said that in a positive way. Like it was made before they started putting trash stuff together. You know, that's what I meant. Like
Before particle boards.
Yeah, exactly. Before you didn't buy anything that lasted longer than 2 years.
Is it attached to the wall or just a couple screws holding it in place?
I think it's into the wall.
Yeah. Okay.
It better be for earthquake issues.
Yeah, like it's bolted to the wall.
So if you did the shelves but didn't do the items that are in the other room, how much would that save? And just worry about this room.
So that would be $12,514 plus whatever it would cost for the sink and the countertop.
Oh, the kitchen and the bookcase one?
Mm-hmm. So, and I would think if you know, to be safe, we probably need about $2,500 for the countertop and the sink and all that stuff.
Well, so, I mean, I'm looking over there too. Does the fridge currently have a water hookup to it?
Yeah,
it does.
That would have to it be, just, you're going to have to reroute that through the brick to get it to...
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to do that?
Our guys.
You could go up too.
It just comes off the faucet.
Be torn down.
You could go up toward the ceiling.
But no, the brick will stay.
Oh, it will?
Yeah. You won't see most of it because there'll be cabinets over it and a refrigerator.
Right. Okay.
So you wouldn't see it.
Well, you can go up into the ceiling and then come down through that.
Yeah.
You could.
Right down through the back.
Yeah. There's a outlet on the other side, and we would probably just go.
Same with the electrical. Yeah.
Exactly.
So what would you think of just finishing up this room and not do the other room right now for $12,000?
And the other room can...
Because guests would come in through this door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this would be all be done.
Yeah. Sounds good.
So the second option, $12,514. But like I said, I think we probably need another $2,500 for sink and countertop. So you guys want to get me a not to exceed of $15,000 for the kitchen and bookcases?
That
works for me.
Because we
got to
have a...
Yep. Yeah, you can't give me a blank check. I understood.
Yeah.
Well, I bought a quartz countertop at Home Depot and special ordered it. And it wasn't that expensive.
No, it's not. Quartz.
And it's very durable, too. Mm-hmm. It seems to be so far. I've only had it for 6 months. So it is.
It's very durable.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll do it as cheap as we can. We don't need to do anything. Yeah. I mean, that looks good, you know.
Yeah.
We love marble, but...
Yeah.
Okay. One thing I want to add to the list, and it's not for right now, but let's try and get a new aerial photo map.
Oh, okay.
We can pull that off.
I think we have one.
Barely.
I could show you of one that we have. Well, I don't have one of Oroville itself. I have one of the plant. Yeah, never mind.
I think one of Oroville is helpful because when people come in and you're describing something, having that whole thing is going to be a good deal.
For sure.
That map there is pretty old.
It's definitely really old. We go and we use that one out in the big room too all the time. We're like, whoa, right here.
But an aerial current one would be very valuable.
I didn't know that was a map.
Yeah, because it just looks like a mud fight.
Yeah.
Decoration. How they
Well, that one might be old enough where it shows Oroville Dam Boulevard was a new road.
Am I?
Probably. I would say that map is about 64, 65.
I think that one, Fifth Avenue, ends at the plant here on that
Fifth
map.
Fifth Avenue ends.
Yeah.
I'm a collector of maps.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. I like old maps.
That would be a gift to public fund. For you. You can have it.
Okay.
I'm in agreement with $15,000.
Okay.
Making a motion or
doing
a roll call?
It'll be a motion and second, and then I'll roll call.
Okay.
So we are
ready. Yeah.
So something like a motion to do kitchen and bookcase.
Kitchen cabinets not to exceed $15,000.
Mm-hmm. Second.
Roll call.
Commissioner Hatley.
Yes.
Commissioner Mastalotto.
Yes.
Commissioner Pittman.
Yes.
Unanimous.
Okay. And just to be clear, that's for the kitchen and bookcases, not to exceed...
not the other room.
Yep.
And not the other room.
Not to exceed $15,000.
Okay.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. SCORE policy 2600, health and welfare benefits.
Yeah, so SCORE has a policy for retirees that if you they can convert up to 50% of their accumulated sick leave into X amount of dollars, which then can be used to pay for medical insurance monthly until they exhaust that. Yes, yeah. Until they exhaust that. So we are asking that this should cost no, it will cost no money to SCORE, but that they have the option to use it for medical insurance here at SCORE, ours, or they can use it for Medicare. Okay. So this is directly resulting from Lori's retirement. She's old enough to use Medicare, and if she can just use Medicare, it'll give her like 8 more years of insurance than just paying for the SCORE's $2,500.
So she wants to get a supplement.
Exactly. So it doesn't cost SCORE anything. Mm-hmm. To me, it's an easy one. It's no big deal. And for all. So me and Micah won't be affected by this because unless we stay longer, but we're both classic members, so we both are eligible for retirement at 55. Everybody else here is PEPRA, so they're not. So they all will not be eligible until 62. So this will be a policy that will affect them. They will be able to retire and then go to Medicare like a year later, you know. So
do they have the option of getting paid their sick leave?
No.
Oh, they don't.
Nope. Sick leave is if you don't use it, you lose it. Other than in this, okay. In this way. And then this was come up. This came up with to incentivize people to not
use it.
Oh.
Now I have a kind of a different philosophy on sick leave. Like my thought is, if you're sick, don't come to work.
Yeah.
Like sick leave is especially when you consider this thing in to it as well, right? Because to me, it's like sick leave is not only here for you to not have to come here sick, but it's also here to keep us safe healthy. From getting sick from you. Mm-hmm. So if you're just coming to SCORE sick, we're going to get sick and you're going to double dip because you're going to get benefits later from retiring and not using your sick. So when guys show up here sick, I send them home. Like if they're, go, you're not, I don't want you here. So anyways, yes, it's a nice little benefit for them to have, and it incentivizes them to not abuse sick leave, but I'm also one that's like, no, if you're sick, don't be here. So.
I make a motion we approve the policy 2600, health and welfare benefits.
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yep, no, it's a consensus. Unanimous.
Opposed? None. Okay, so now we are on 13, manhole repair contract with Duke Sherwood Contracting.
Yes, Madam Chair. So I tried to get some other quotes on this one. I called three or four other contractors. Nobody, it's a pretty small job, and nobody really wanted to jump on it. So after we went ahead and got the East Interceptor repaired, I guess we knew previous to having it repaired. Last winter, we noticed when we popped some manholes, our manholes out in front here, we had some major leaks in the manholes, like multiple garden hoses just coming in from the land. So in order to guarantee the East Interceptor is good to go, so now it's like, all right, let's knock off these three manholes, this side of the East Interceptor, make sure they're solid, and then I'm going to bring a plan to you guys in my next budget to... Every year, SCORE just knocks off five or six of these things until they're all sealed and done, and we know that our system is completely leak-free. This has been one of my things since I became the manager. I felt like it was ridiculous for me to come after Loepud or Thermalito or the city over INI, and SCORE's got its own INI. So I'm asking for you guys to approve this as the start of a program that we will slowly go through and seal and make sure that every manhole that we have is leak free.
Okay. So what's the sealing plan? Is it actually to replace the conduit or patches?
So for two of them, they'll go inside and they'll just mortar the whole inside of them. Right. One of them's in kind of rough shape, so they're gonna have to dig out around it, wrap it, and then go inside and mortar it as well.
I wish I was still doing it because that's pretty good money for free money.
Well, you can.
Yeah.
You do everything else.
I have to leave the board.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So this won't come back to us, some constituent that will say, why wasn't it put out to bid?
Small enough.
It is small. But
well, in yeah, SCORE,
we have some.
Luckily for SCORE, SCORE is
a JPA.
Well, it's a JPA, oh, okay. And we were able to adopt whichever of the powers of the three agencies that SCORE wanted to. Yeah. And so they adopted the powers of Thermalito Water Sewer Irrigation District. So technically we're an irrigation district and we don't have to go out to bid like that. For certain projects, we don't have to go out to bid.
Okay.
Now, scores history and past, and yes. What I attempt to do is bring you guys three quotes to ensure that we get the lowest
right.
cost.
Okay.
I just couldn't get them. They just, yeah. nobody was wanting yeah. to do it. So, but
and
typically
he's
you will
been
see.
Our man anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, and they generally give us the best price when mm-hmm. we do compare them to other people.
True.
But technically, and this makes Ryan a little nervous, being our attorney, but technically we're under no legal obligation to put anything out to bid like that.
Yeah.
And it's good to use someone local.
Yeah. And we appreciate yeah. Duke. He comes out big or small.
Yep.
Yeah.
When so, I mean,
yeah.
we've called Duke.
He's always
we've
willing.
Called them at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, and they come running, you know, so.
Pick up the phone, he's there.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they always do good work. That's the nice thing, too, is we can trust that the work is going to be done correctly.
Is Duke still working?
No, yeah. I haven't seen Duke himself in a minute. It's Doug and Don.
I saw him the other day, groundwater sustainability committee meeting. So, yeah.
Very good.
Okay. Would somebody like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the manhole repair mm-hmm. contract as presented.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Yep. Commissioner Hatley.
Yes.
Commissioner Mastalato.
Yes.
Commissioner Pittman.
Yes.
Unanimous.
Okay. Attorney report. Ryan, you're up.
Yeah, good evening, board. Nothing of significance to report. I heard you kind of briefly discussing the litigation a little bit earlier. With the K&M litigation, there is no significant progress. It is kind of stalled. I know that's kind of frustrating to the board, but you know, the discovery and depositions of Glenn would be the next one. Will probably take place in the next few weeks based on his availability and availability of counsel. But if we don't have a trial date, we don't have any other progress or anything significant I can report at this time. So that's my report tonight. Any questions for me?
No. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
No, this is good news.
Huh? Yeah, yes, thank you.
Glenn, you give manager yeah. report for us?
Yep. So we had no operational issues to report this month. We submitted our application for our NPDES renewal. I attended on October 5th, I attended a 3-day class on governance. Through the Special District Leadership Academy. It was really interesting. There was only 4 managers there. It was mainly board members. So if any of you guys are interested in any of that thing, SCORE has no problem with sending you to training or any of that stuff. We have plenty of the special districts. They have plenty of governance training for board members. They actually focus on board members more than they focus on managers.
Where was it at?
Yes.
Mine was in Reading.
Oh, never mind.
But they have them in Tahoe.
You're retired.
He went to one last year in Tahoe.
It wasn't the same meeting you went to. That was more of a conference.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Is there one in Vegas?
Probably.
I was thinking like San Diego or something.
But I can start when I see those pop up, I can add them on my manager's report. That way, a couple months ahead of schedule. That way, if you guys are interested, you can just let me know and we'll sign you up.
I went to one for Lake Orville, and it was really good.
They are good. Yeah. They are good. And it's nice to go and kind of hear other people's situations and then you hear mm-hmm. and then maybe solutions that they've come up with and you're like, oh, well, maybe I can take that over here. So I like going for the networking and stuff and talking to people. But to be honest, I know I just did my review, but this is like where I need the most work is like in the governance part of this. I'm a wastewater expert. I do air quotes because I don't really. But this is where I need to be better at is the governance part of this whole thing. I'm pretty good with people. I'm pretty good on the technical aspects of the wastewater plant. I know all that stuff pretty good. This is where I need to be better, and so that's where I'm focusing my efforts. So on a project update, solar's up and going. It's underway and moving forward.
Is the fence up?
The fence is up. Oh, so if you take a right when you go out, you'll be able to see it. We're not 100% done. We need to stack some rocks kind of underneath. There's some where the ground was like this, and I didn't want to spend like 30 grand to like get it leveled. So we just put the fence in, and
we're gonna.
It does look really good.
That's why I got home anyway.
Too, yeah. It does look really good.
You go that way?
I look in my mirror and see you turn off.
I take a shortcut.
So Rudy Creek, that went out to bid this week, or last week actually, that went out to bid. So that's a 5-week bid period, so I'll be bringing you updates on that as that's starting to happen. Let's see. Score, an update on score is I met with Supervisor Connolly, asked him about some more money. He didn't really give me any good news, but, you know, squeaky wheel gets the grease, so I'll keep squeaking.
Okay.
As far as the entities go, the entity reports, we had a JPA meeting with the managers and to discuss how the recounts of the multifamily units went here a year later after we've, you know, done it and how all that worked out. And so it seems like it went okay and went pretty good. The Loepud was going through one, so that kind of prompted us to look at it and talk to everybody else and see how they did it. I've been working with Chris Heindel, the Thermalito district engineer, on the project to connect Golden Feather Mobile Home Park. We are scheduled on the 19th to go into the bridge and do an inspection of that line to do a report to hopefully add some ammo to getting help with by the state to either increase, get a bigger line in there or a second line in the bridge, hopefully on the state. City of Oroville, nothing to report other than the JPA meeting. Loepud, nothing to report other than the JPA meeting. And that's all I got.
Visitor comments. Any visitors here? Commissioner and staff.
I just noticed something that I think what's going on. I just noticed that on Bridge Street Mitchell, they're dropping a lot of big riprap rock. And my guess is they're going to reinforce the roadway there, avoiding where it's right next to the ditch and falling in. I mean, there's like four big loads, so that road's going to be obviously be closed. They got signs that say it's going to be closed. So
gotcha.
That was a big point when the city had I&I issues going on there. Because they made all the repairs along there, but I saw there's huge riprap right now. I didn't even know about that dump, but
yeah.
I'm glad they're doing it. Because that road's about ready to fall into that ditch.
Boynton and what?
Boynton and Hammond to Hammond and Yard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right by those joint apartments.
Yeah, okay, I know exactly. Yeah. Anything else?
No, we're just moving forward with the briefing. We were supposed to have our public utilities status by the end of December to make the tax credits for the folks that are buying the solar stuff and everything. So that's being worked on very
So quickly. People want to know, is the has the biomass plant and the solar been approved by the city council?
Biomass is, we didn't have an application yet. The solar is in process, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Solar will happen within a year. The biomass is out 2 years.
Two, 3 years.
Yeah. Well, your name came up at the Board of Realtors monthly meeting with the fire retardant paint.
Oh, okay. That's a big thing. That's going to be a big deal.
Yeah. We're excited about that. Yeah. I think Randy brought it up, Randy Chapman.
Yeah. It's there's a whole line of it. It's not just one item. They're just the technology is matching that. So we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah, well, yeah. We're supporting you on that.
Okay.
Rich? I have a 5:30 meeting, and okay. I'm the secretary.
Well, do you have anything to say?
No, I do not.
Okay.
Okay.
So let's finish the meeting up here.
Yes.
Let's see. The meeting is adjourned at 5:50, and our next meeting is a different date. It's Wednesday, November 19th at 5 o'clock.
Yep.
Excellent.
There we go.
I have a 6 o'clock.
Thank you so much. Good to see you.
Thank you. You as well.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for the support.
Thanks, Ryan.
Absolutely.
Have a good evening.